Hello and welcome to Live at the Apollo. I'm quite surprised that they've let me on as well, if that's any comfort. I've got a lovely theatre, I've got two fantastic comedians to introduce to you tonight. I've got a lovely audience to talk to. I looked right into your eyes when I said that, mate. How you doing? You have made an effort there, haven't you, man? You have made an effort with a Peaky Blinders hairstyle there. And it's like putting 26-inch rims on a wheelie bin. We've got some famous celebrities to talk to tonight, some not so famous. Some of the celebrities here tonight, when I was researching the show, I had to start their Wikipedia page. There are celebrities in here who don't get asked to turn on the Christmas lights in their own house. You're talking about people who are 18 months away from being quite a tricky tiebreaker in a pub quiz. I'm only kidding, we've got some famous faces in. Who have we got? We've got Jamila. Jamila, how you doing, Jamila? You all right? It's exciting for me because you present the Radio 1 chart show. You get to tell the nation what is number one every week. And the only way that that could be more exciting, I think, would be if it was 20 years ago when anybody gave a shit. Who else have we got? We've got people from Holby, haven't we? We've got Hugh Quarshie, where's Hugh? Hugh, how you doing? You're a fantastic actor. You've been in RSC and everything. You've been in Holby for a long time, right? So I have a theory that if someone had a heart attack over here, we could whisk you over and just suck all of the drama out of the situation. We had the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow this year. A great choice of venue. A place where people think that hepatitis B is a vitamin. I don't really trust these big sporting occasions, you know. The Olympics, a lot of that stuff is just for rich people. Dressage. Yachting. I don't remember that at school. Yachting tomorrow, class, so remember, bring in your boats. A lot of people find the Paralympics inspiring. I just find it depressing. I can't throw a discus and I've got arms. Oscar Pistorius. Pistorius to me sounds like a spell that Harry Potter would say to make your legs drop off. When he gets out of jail, his next girlfriend is going to get ready in a hurry. You were running a bath. No, I just threw some dungarees on. Let's go. I hope a jail bully steals his legs, walks about being 9'6". I don't like the Commonwealth because the Commonwealth is the old British Empire. It's called the Commonwealth because Britain stole all those countries' wealth and then went, come on. The whole empire was founded on cocaine. Everybody was on cocaine. The remedies had cocaine in them. Queen Victoria was on cocaine. And not the shit you take. You've never done a line and gone, let's invade India. We had the referendum up in Scotland that was won by the No campaign and Alistair Darling. I thought it'd be good if when he won, Alistair Darling's eyebrows had finally turned into butterflies. And he wasn't even able to look surprised about it. David Beckham sent the people of Scotland an open letter. An open letter because he couldn't work out how to get it into the envelope. People said during the campaign that I was anti-English. I couldn't be more pro-English. I thought the best thing for independence would have been if England had won the World Cup. Because you would have been so unbearable that we would have to leave. Whatever happens next, I think it's important that Scotland does something that puts England on the back foot, something that England won't expect. And the last thing that you're expecting is for us to form an Islamic caliphate. Ah, yes, independent Scotland, we can do this. Okay, we'll have to learn how to treat women slightly better, but we can change. people don't understand enough about international politics, do they? In Scotland, people think that NATO is just a nickname you give to a guy who lost a foot to diabetes.
Keep up.
Ed Miliband came up for the referendum. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I don't think Ed Miliband will win the election. Because if he can't persuade his own face to do what he tells it to. Ed Miliband said he wanted to militarise the Scottish border. Can you imagine being a Scottish border guard, having to do cavity searches just to keep your hands warm? Holding back the English refugees at Newcastle. Newcastle being the first city in history that turned into a refugee camp and got less mental.
Oh, things are actually a lot more civilised now that we're ruled over by a horse militia.
Do you know what people in Scotland want? What they really want, in my experience, is they want transport to run normally in the winter through 3 feet of snow. That's all they ever moan about.
Why isn't this train moving through the snow?
But what you really want is for the pilot to come over the intercom and go, "Well, I've been told that it's not safe to take off, but I thought, let's give it a go." We live in a kind of porn culture now, don't we? You see that thing on porn search engines where it goes, "Make this your homepage." Who does that? Who wakes up in the morning, switches their computer on, is confronted with hardcore pornography and thinks, "I'm home." Animals don't watch porn, do they? Unless you include my cat. I think what it's led to men not really understanding what sex is like for women anymore. I often think it must be more intense to let someone inside your body. I feel awkward just letting the gas man in the hallway. I feel awkward just talking about sex because I'm so old and disgusting. I have a body like a dropped lasagna. I'm 42 and I now ejaculate with all the force of Mary Berry's icing piper. I honestly think I'm so old that I couldn't even be viewed sexually anymore. I think if I walked down the street with my hand down the front of my trousers, people would just assume that I was rummaging for a dropped toffee. If you get offended by any jokes tonight, by the way, feel free to tweet your outrage on a mobile phone made by a 10-year-old in China. Because that's what Santa Claus does the other 364 days a year. He travels around the world apologising to all the children who actually make the presents. "Sorry about that, Wo Ling Ho. Still, tea break's over. Back to work, son." People say that Steve Jobs died too soon, but I think it was a fitting metaphor for his company's attitude to battery life. I hope that they buried him in a coffin with a great big crack on the lid. Twitter's good though, isn't it? Enjoy Twitter. Before Twitter came along, if I wanted to be called a wanker by a stranger, I had to go out for a walk. Do you know what gets me on Twitter? Those wee biogs people have, where they put the most banal, depressing summations of themselves. "Tea drinker, that's me in a nutshell. I like to drink a cup of tea. Foodie, I eat food." I want a burst of honesty in one of those boxes. "I was brought up in an atmosphere of such violence that I could never truly love anyone. The only person who loved me, I rejected, and during my ensuing mental breakdown, I got a nutcase pregnant. I also drink tea." I'd never even understood that Twitter was a bird metaphor, even though it's got a bird as the icon, and they're called tweets. I think the reason I'd never worked that out is I've never gone to the park and had a little robin redbreast turn round in its nest and tell me that it hopes that my kids die because I made a joke about Michael Schumacher. It's actually a very gentle joke about Michael Schumacher. I mean, thank God he's better and everything, but at the time I tweeted, the only hope for Michael Schumacher is if his brain is repaired overnight by elves. So it's actually a very light-hearted elves in the shoemaker joke. You can't please all of the people all of the time, can you? Some people just get offended by a word. They don't have a word in a joke. No, ban that word. I can train a dog to get angry at a word. Rover, Jehovah's Witnesses. People should be more sophisticated. Different words mean different things to different people. You say Snapchat, I say speedwank. Then there's a thing called phenomenology. Phenomenology means that the joke can't take place in my mouth, if you think about it. It has to take place in your head. So it's often better in your head, because you add to it. I had this a couple of weeks ago. I helped an old guy across the road in Glasgow. He went to me, "Help me across the road, son. I've got AIDS in both ears." Read a thing, said that a woman died after drinking 18 litres of Coke. She ate a packet of Mentos and they found her head 3 miles away. Piers Morgan says that women send him knickers through the post, presumably with the message from one twat to another. I don't really understand TV, to be honest. I don't understand why Ant and Dec go to the jungle every year when it's the only place that's hot enough for Ant's head to hatch. I don't understand why Alan Sugar looks like he's been cleaned out of someone's belly button. I'd love to see how big Alan Sugar was if you ironed him. There's a thing that happens to you, I think, in your 40s as a man where you suddenly realise that you're a dad. And not in a good way. You realise that you're a 42-year-old father of two who says lame dad stuff and you will never be cool again. And this happened to me last week. I was in Covent Garden and I was trying to cross the road at the traffic lights. There was a guy beside me, a beautiful male model, a Californian guy, a beautiful man. And because he was American, he was looking the wrong way into traffic and he stepped out in front of a moving car. And I grabbed him by the arm and pulled him back onto the pavement. And he had no idea how close he'd come to dying. And he said, "What was that car's problem?" And I went, "Look both ways, Zoolander!" Do you know what my kids got me for Father's Day? They got me that shower gel, mint tea tree gel. No one had warned me about that. I thought my arsehole was going to burst into song. They always say, don't they, when you're telling your kids off, stay positive, don't be too negative. And I agree with that. But sometimes you're standing there thinking, I don't see anything positive about this. You have shat on my rug. And I am struggling to find an upside. You can't hit your kids, obviously, but there's nothing that says that you can't tamper with the brakes on their heelys. My son's 6 now, so it's actually quite difficult to punish him. What I do is I tuck his bedclothes in really, really tight and hope that he has a nightmare where he's trapped in a giant's pocket. I think it's sad when people medicate their children for behavioural problems when it's so much easier to just drug yourself. The saddest thing, you spend the first year teaching them to say dad, daddy, dada, and now they're like, dad! And I'm like, shut up, well, yeah, I'm on Tinder trying to find us a new mum. We're bombing Iraq now, we're calling it humanitarian bombing. There's no such thing as humanitarian bombing, is there? It's always about oil or power, not humanitarianism. That's why you never get stopped by someone in the street saying, "Hi, I'm from Oxfam, and for just £12 a month, we could really blow the shit out of something." And who are we blowing up? IS. Remember last year they said, oh, we need to bomb Syria, help the rebels, they're the good guys. Who are the rebels? IS, the same people. They've gone from being loved to hated and despised in a year, and they haven't even had to win the X Factor to make that happen. Britain as a culture runs on hypocrisy. David Cameron went to Sri Lanka. He told the Sri Lankans off for human rights abuses that they committed with weapons that Britain sold to them, like Ronald McDonald calling you a fat bastard. We sent Prince Harry to Afghanistan because when you want to teach people about democracy, you send them a prince. You teach them about peace and democracy by having a prince shoot at them from a helicopter. Hello? I've been quite busy letting myself go. I decided to stop caring about my appearance when I realised that the reason that women weren't having sex with me was because of my personality. I'm quite out of shape at the moment. At the moment when I'm lying down and I get an erection, it sort of looks like a motorcyclist emerging over the brow of a hill. I don't think women mind. Women don't mind heavier guys. I think women look at me and think, he would go down on me like a parched spaniel. I have a theory that masturbation is a kind of summoning spell for your own rational mind. Because we're all so driven by hormones and by desire. Sometimes you've got to have a wank to speak to your real self. You go, oh, I should have shagged my ex one last time. I'll text her, I'll meet her, I'll shag her. And then you come and a little voice comes on in your head that goes, yeah, don't do that, mate. You've got to be careful with jokes, haven't you? Because not everybody's got a sense of humour. I can remember when I first realised not everybody's got a sense of humour. I was 13, I was at school and we were doing a class on stereotypes. The teacher was a really good guy. He's just talking about how stupid stereotypes are. And he was talking about a stereotype that day that's so old-fashioned and so Scottish that you definitely won't have heard it. Have you ever heard the stereotype that deaf people are really strong? That was a genuine thing when I was growing up. Deaf people, particularly deaf and dumb people, were believed to be really strong. And the teacher said, think how stupid that is. Have you ever seen a deaf contender for the heavyweight championship of the world? And me, age 13, I put my hand up and I went, there was one, sir, but he was disqualified for punching after the bell. And nobody laughed. And I knew right then that life was going to feel pretty long. You've got to have a bit of leeway with jokes, haven't you? I can't write jokes for the average person, can I? The average person is Chinese. With the Queen's 90th birthday this year, with a street party round my way with jelly and ice cream. Nothing to do with the Queen, we're just trying to flush out a local paedophile. The Queen has two birthdays a year, one each for her human and lizard forms. Don't get me wrong, I want the Queen to live a long life, because the longer she lives, the more days we get off on holiday when she dies. At the moment, she's a long weekend, God bless her. If she makes it to 100, we're going to get a week off. Some people don't like the Queen. There was a thing a couple of years ago. There's a fund of money for very poor people to heat their homes in an emergency. And the royal household tried to get a hold of that money to heat Buckingham Palace. Heat Buckingham Palace. We don't want her dying in winter. A week off in winter is no good to anybody. We want her
not to go at the height of summer where we can turn into 3 weeks in Tenerife.
It's the funeral today, boys. Black armbands on the flumes.
I honestly think that the government are saving the Queen's death for when they need a really big distraction. Threes a mail go round there 1 week, pull a pillow out of her briefcase.
Right, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm afraid that ISIS have just landed in Cornwall.
So we had Brexit. People are saying after Brexit that British people don't trust experts anymore. I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is that British people have strong opinions based on nothing at all. Strong opinions. Strong opinions on very little information, because we're a decadent society. It's exactly the same thing that happened to the ancient Romans, probably. I've never really bothered to find out. I enjoyed voting in Brexit. Not for the sake of democracy, it's just rare for me to be allowed into a scout hall unchallenged. So we elected Theresa May. We didn't even elect her. She just wandered in there like she'd stepped out of a haunted mirror.
Hello!
Theresa May looks like she's entirely made out of bones, doesn't she? She looks like she's made out of the bones that they forgot to put into Boris Johnson. He's the Foreign Secretary. A cross between a head injury and an unmade bed. It's not just that he's the worst person for the job, he might be the worst mammal. There's a lot of racism post-Brexit. I think British people just get immigrants to do the jobs that they can't face doing themselves, which is why Nigel Farage has a German wife. My favourite Farage thing was when he dodged the question of whether he thought Idris Elba should be the next James Bond. And I think Idris Elba would be a great James Bond, because I want to see a Bond movie where the pre-credit sequence is just a black guy trying to drive an Aston Martin through central London.
Someone seems to be shooting at us, Bond.
I think it's the Met. I don't want to sound like I'm too down on racists here. Some of my best friends are racists. Although, to be fair, they're black and they've got a point. There's a kind of anti-refugee racism in the air, especially in the summer. You know, you'd read about some guy rowing over here in a sink and people would be going, oh, send him back. Don't send him back. There was an Olympics coming up. Get him involved. There's this element to anti-refugee racism. People say, oh, ISIS are sending agents disguised as refugees. ISIS are infiltrating Britain as refugees. That's not happening. And I can prove that it's not happening. Because ISIS recruit people from here to go and fight in Syria, to go and fight in Iraq. Why would they be sending anyone? Do you think someone's phoning up ISIS tomorrow going, all right, mate, I could nip down to London tomorrow and do a bit of terrorism? No, you come here. Ahmed will do the terrorism. Ahmed is currently clinging to a mattress in the middle of the Mediterranean. Ahmed will do the terrorism. It's no bother, mate. I can get a die return on the megabus. Several strict border and security checks. Ahmed will do the terrorism. Ahmed is currently on a raft made out of old 7-Up bottles. He's fighting off sharks with a Vileda super mop. Ahmed is our top agent. And it's vital that he spends the next 5 years in a refugee camp, living out a real-life version of the Hunger Games, where the first prize is a sandwich. I should point out, Americans do need to worry about refugees. Americans do need to worry, because a refugee in America might get involved in a mass shooting just to try and fit in. honestly think there'll be peace in the Middle East once the oil runs out. Although, knowing their luck, some will invent a replacement that involves mixing sand with falafel. My family, for generations before me, they were sheep farmers, shepherds, really. And I kind of think I'm a bit like that. Like being on my own, like walks, and I make my living controlling large crowds of stupid animals. Do you know the job I would have liked to have? I would have liked to have worked on a bin lorry. That's the one job where you can really shout your head off all day long. Is that a bin over there? Bring it over here, put it in the bin lorry. There's another bin. I'll get it. I'll bring it up to the bin lorry. I'll drive the bin lorry forward a bit. You get the bins. They can do that job in complete silence, couldn't they? Just have a wee meeting at the start of the shift every day. OK, let's agree that when we're out there today, we're going to pick up all the bins. Put them in the bin lorry. I'd have liked to be a doctor. I think that sense of humour goes a long way as a doctor. What do you mean you want a second opinion? You've already had one. He said it was Alzheimer's as well. I don't like celebrity atheists. I don't trust them. I am an atheist. I was a very bad Catholic, unless you include my attitude to condoms, in which case I was an absolutely amazing Catholic. Because religions have done good things. The Quakers fought against the Vietnam War. Liberation theology in Central America, those people all got killed. They got killed for standing up for poor people. And what's the reward? To be looked down on by Ricky Gervais. I don't need Ricky Gervais to tell me that God doesn't exist when I watch Derek get recommissioned twice. I was walking down the street today and I saw a homeless guy. I went to give him some money and I realised I only had a £20 note. I thought, do I really want this money being spent on drugs? And I decided that I didn't, so I gave it to the homeless guy. This only happens to me in London. You get people who go, don't give them money, they just spend it on beer and fags. I'd always assumed that they were spending it on beer and fags. I've never given money to a homeless guy and thought, I hope he's putting that into his ISA. I don't trust the super rich. Do you know that there are now hotels for the super rich that are so exclusive that when you phone down and ask for an extra pillow, that's actually a code word. That's a code for a prostitute. Imagine that, you phone down, you ask for an extra pillow, and a prostitute turns up. Now you've got two prostitutes. And only one pillow to smother them with.
Top. Do you remember years ago when they were making Braveheart? Everyone said, oh, it's ridiculous. Mel Gibson playing a Scottish guy. That's not going to be very convincing. And look at him now. An alcoholic racist. Scottish thing I've ever seen. I was going through a town called Bathgate at night, and there was a guy pissing against a front door like that, who then took out his keys and went inside. I'm from Glasgow. If I had to explain Glasgow to you, I'd say that if I had to pick a city in the world where I could depend on a member of the public to punch a man who was on fire. To punch a flaming man to the ground. We should get a photo of that blown up and use it as the welcome sign at Scottish airports. And underneath, we should have the words, Scotland welcomes careful drivers. I mean, the naivety of Al-Qaeda trying to bring religious war to Glasgow. We're 400 years ahead of you guys. You've not even got a football team. There's a fallacy, isn't there, that that baggage handler prevented hundreds of people from being horribly burned. These were Scottish people flying to Spain. People say it's good they didn't hit a fuel depot. I think it's good they didn't hit the queue coming out of duty free. They got up like Hiroshima. British Army have got a big recruiting drive on in Scotland at the minute. Because that's what you need if you're fighting an unwinnable war in the desert. More ginger people. That's why they couldn't send Prince Harry. They couldn't afford the resources required to start developing Factor 60,000 sunblock. It's not always the friendliest place in the world, Scotland. I once saw an English guy in Glasgow trying to order a pint of lager and lime, and the barman went, "We don't do cocktails." We can't just be dour, negative bastards up there. John Logie Baird invented the TV, and when people came up to congratulate him, he went, "Aye, but there's fuck all on." We're looking forward to the Olympics in London. I'll take that as a no. They say the Olympics is going to rekindle English national pride. I mean, come on. For 9.2 billion, you could have written fuck off Germany onto the moon. The Spice Girls are getting back together. The only way I want to see Jerry Halliwell draped in a Union Jack again will be if she dies in battle. I tell you what I think they should do in Big Brother. You know, on eviction night, when someone gets sent out, the people inside, instead of hearing screaming or booing or whatever, they should just hear complete silence. And then a single gunshot. There was a story after the last Big Brother, wasn't there, that people in India were burning an effigy of Jade Goody. And they weren't, it turned out they were barbecuing a pig. When I was at school, I could just never work out how to get girls' bras undone. I just couldn't do it. And then eventually I realised that these girls were wearing a different type of bra from my gran. If you don't like that, you'll hate this next one. The oldest woman ever to gave birth this year. She was 63. You'd imagine at 63, the baby didn't have to force its way out. It spent the last 3 months bungee jumping. Every time she went for a shit, it had to brace itself. Like the end of the Italian Job. Apparently, scientists have come up with a condom for premature ejaculation. And basically, it's got an anaesthetic in the lining that makes you numb and you can last for longer. Or you can wear it inside out and you don't have to wake anybody up. Thanks, because to be honest, that one can go either way. Apparently, a quarter of men have a problem with premature ejaculation. The rest of us just don't think it's a problem. See, science isn't all progress, is it? What was wrong with train toilet doors that just locked instead of this multiple choice system. So now, if anything goes wrong, you're going to be sitting there while the whole toilet wall slowly slides away. And you're unveiled like a fucking prize on a quiz show. For 500 points, a shitting woman. Gordon Brown's got his big new idea. He says he wants to make children stay at school till they're 18. That's just not living in the modern world, is it? 17-year-olds having to go to school. Who's going to pick their kids up from primary? Wants to bring in ID cards with retina scans and 49 items of information. ID cards won't stop your identity being stolen. It just means that once it's stolen, you're fucked. You know, I've left my wallet in the hotel. I'm going to need new eyeballs and a finger transplant. Gordon Brown has seriously said he wants listening devices put into lampposts to fight terrorism. Is that how terrorists work? Come over here, we must discuss our evil plans in this brightly lit area. We'll sing them out like a fucking barbershop quartet. Do you think George Bush even knows who Gordon Brown is? He probably thinks Tony Blair's put on weight and had a mild stroke. See that bishop up north somewhere who said that the floods were God's judgment on homosexuals? If that was true, Brighton would be like fucking Atlantis by now. I'm all for gay adoption. Gay men would make brilliant dads. They already know where all the best parks are. They already know how to put talcum powder onto a sore bottom. I'd have loved to have had a gay dad. Do you remember all that stuff at school? Oh, my dad will batter your dad. My dad could batter your dad. Listen, my dad will shag your dad. Your dad will enjoy it. Got to that stage in Scotland now where people recognise me, but never where from. I got followed by two guys in Glasgow who thought that I was the wee bear from Bo Selecta. Yeah, you wait years for that Proclaimers thing to go away. My favourite thing I saw this year, there was an article in one of the women's magazines on Valentine's entitled, How to Tell What's Going Through the Man in Your Life's Mind While He's Choosing Your Present. And it was a surprisingly long article, which at no point mentioned the words, this'll do. Oh, a giant Toblerone, she'll love this. We're reading a lot of these magazines. They're getting more and more like sex manuals, aren't they? All these articles about how to be better in bed. It's all aimed at men. These things going, why not surprise your partner by having a romantic bath together? Add to the atmosphere with scented candles. After her orgasm, remember to hold your partner, as this may be when she feels most vulnerable. I don't know why I'm looking at you here. I just got sucked in there, little fella. Not the best choice of words in the circumstances, but you know what I mean, right? There's no balance. There's nothing telling women how to give men the sort of sex that they really want. I'd love to see an article in Marie Claire or something going, why not surprise your partner by skipping foreplay altogether? Add to the atmosphere by swallowing. After his orgasm, remember to phone yourself a taxi. You know how
many men go,
oh, women don't know how to wank us off.
Do you know what I'm doing? An Al Jolson number.
I don't know how to wank us off, mammy.
Mammy, I wish I hadn't said that. Men will say that, right? Women are actually better with their hands than men. I mean, admittedly, if you get a woman who doesn't know what she's doing, it can be a bit like having someone with Parkinson's disease trying to unblock a sink. But what's a guy who doesn't know what he's doing with his hands like? It's like a hungry child wearing oven gloves trying to get beetroot out of a jar. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been an absolute pleasure. I've loved talking to you. Take care of yourselves. Good night.